the question was asked, should one start a shidduch during the 3 weeks or 9 days or Tisha B'Av? They're offering you the world, the girl of your dreams. So Chazal tell us that if you're already seeing a girl and you think that she's the right one, then get engaged. What happens if it's the 9 days? Get engaged. What happens if it's Tisha B'Av? Get engaged. Tisha B'Av, get engaged? Yeah, because if you wait, who knows if she'll stick around. Maybe she'll meet someone better. But it's me you're talking about, better than me, come on. Hey, you never know. No, get engaged. Okay, that was Chazal's blanket rule. So that's a perspective that Chazal gave us, that yes, we take a time of mourning, but we also shouldn't take it out of proportion and shouldn't lose out on something as precious as a good shidduch. Now, does that mean you should go on your first date on Tisha B'Av? No, I don't think it's right. Tisha B'Av isn't the time for dating altogether. But the 9 days is, and the 3 weeks is. And although Chazal said that we do take on certain elements of mourning during the 3 weeks and 9 days, technically, if a person hasn't fulfilled his obligation of pru urvu, he could get married the eve of Tisha B'Av or 3 days earlier or whatever, because he has a big mitzvah of getting married. We don't do it not because of the halacha, but because we say it's a bad omen. It's not a time to get married, a time that Am Yisrael is mourning. But that's as far as Chazal took it. They tell you there's a great girl, go date her. She might not want to date you because girls have this thing that they say, 3 weeks, I won't date. Fine. If a person says, I feel like I want to focus on the mourning and I don't want to date during these 3 weeks or 9 days, I can't argue with him. It's a feeling and he's entitled to do what he wants. But I would say with one stipulation, and that is that he hasn't started yet. Meaning, once you've started dating a girl, I don't think it's right to put the dating on hold and waste her 3 weeks because of something like that. Another thing to consider is you have only 2 days. How does it work? And so you at Sinai to respond. How long do you have?
I think you have 5 days.
Now. 5 days. Okay. So if they say yes on the 18th of Tammuz, and you're going to wait till the 10th of Av, I don't know. They might not be around. So I think I would start 100%, and I can respect people who don't. I don't think they're off their rocker. I mean, Chazal do say we don't get married during this time because it's a bad omen. I wouldn't take it beyond that. They didn't say not to date during this time. But, you know, a person's entitled to have his own feelings, and it's not far out. If a person says, for these 3 weeks, I won't date, that's up to them. I don't think they're crazy if they do that. A lot of girls did that to me. I never did it. I was willing to date 2 days before Tisha B'Av too. And I'll tell you, when came time to get married, so there are all these books that tell you when in the month is a good omen, when in the month is a bad omen, when in the week is a good omen, when in the week is a bad omen, which month is a good omen, which month is a bad omen. Okay, so very, very nice books. My wife asked me, when do you want to get married? I said, the earliest date that works for you is good for me. You tell me what works for you and I'm fine. So she comes back with a date and I say, great. So if that's the earliest date that works, so let's see if it works for our parents and let's close on that date. Then I go and I look in all these books and I see from every angle, there's nothing good about that date. So I told my wife that. I said, you know, all the books, it's not the month, it's not the time of the month, it's not the time of the week, it's nothing. You know, you try to do it as the moon is getting bigger. We got married the last night when the moon was the smallest. Everything you could think about, we were against omens, okay? So my wife asked me, you still for it? I said, 100%. Yeah, you want that date? I said, yeah. Because all these omens, they all fall by the wayside next to the mitzvah we have. We have a Torah, and the Torah says get married and build a family, and that's biblical. And omens, who knows what they are? The Torah tells us what to do. I'm doing what the Torah said. I don't have to worry about omens. And the story gets better. You know, we go into the Cheder Yichud, and fire breaks out. You know, Chazal say a man and a woman, when they get married, if they either they merit and they have the Shechina between them, or they get fire between them. So I'm sitting there in the Cheder Yichud, and I'm thinking, oh, boy. You know, the Gemara says, I didn't say it, but I was sure as heck was thinking it. Gemara says, you merit, you get the Shechina. You don't merit, there's a fire. And here we are, the first time we're sitting together, there's a fire. So I said, nah, don't worry about it, fine. We dance the wedding, we get home the first night, we sit down, and we had a heater, it was snowing the night of the wedding, and 5 minutes after we sat down to eat something, again, fire breaks out. And I said to myself, two, twice, forget it. I'm doing my mitzvah. I'm not doing anything wrong. So I stuck to my guns. 11 years later, I'm still sticking to my guns. Even though I thought about it, I considered it. And I said, we have a mitzvah. We got to do our mitzvah. Our mitzvah is to get married. Our mitzvah is to build a family. All these omens, whatever. We take them into account where the halacha says to take them into account. And beyond that, their bon shom runs the show. He told us what to do. And then our job is to build the family. Yeah.
We had snow.
We had snow, yeah.